You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's talk to Jonah Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. What's up, Jonas?
Morning, guys. Appreciate the intro song. How you doing?
Doing well. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. I want you to join in with us. I mean, Armour Davis, we expected him to make the team, but this was a very, very talented camp, talented roster as far as narrowing it down to 53 men. Any other surprises, either makes or misses for the roster?
I thought Jalen Armour Davis was definitely the big one. I had my doubts about whether they'd keep all three of those undrafted rookies because, you know, a lot of times you expect there, you know, to be some groupthink among NFL GMs, like, hey, we like our guys, we don't like this guy who none of us agreed to even draft. You know, the Ravens haven't really had a whole lot of players who've even flashed in training camp in years past, get claimed off waivers when they've been cut. So I thought that they might kind of keep that tradition going of letting some of these under-the-radar guys potentially make it to the waiver wire and hope that they would come back to the practice squad. But obviously, you know, they really like the Keon Martins. They really like the Reuben Lowrys. They really like the Jay Higgins of the world. And so now they're here in Baltimore, and Jalen Armour Davis is surprisingly not.
That was a surprise. What about Brent Urban? It seems like the Ravens do this with him every season. Like, it's like a wink and a nod. Like, we're gonna let you go, but we're going to sign you back in, like, 2 weeks. Is that the case here, or is he gone?
No, I think the expectation is that he's coming back. I mean, You know, it's not just Brent Urban who they've done this with in the past. You know, if you guys remember when Kocap was still in the Ravens, Anthony Levine Sr., you know, they would have that kind of arrangement just because it's a good place to be on the team. And I think the Ravens expect Brent to be able to fit into those plans early enough. Obviously, I think, you know, you watch the film from those first two preseason games, and it still looks like he could play for just about any team and not just the practice squad, but actually be a game day contributor. And so I think it's a testament to the relationships that Brent has in that building and also just the culture that the Ravens have created there, where they could get a guy who, like I said, would be able to contribute on pretty much any other team and say, you know what, you know, we're good just having you on practice squad for right now.
Jonas, I don't want to get you in trouble in case you think this is with Harbaugh, of course, but do you think this is a Super Bowl or bust season?
I guess it depends on how you define that. Like, I don't think anyone's losing their job if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, if they don't win the Super Bowl. I do think that this is, we've reached a point where this team, this franchise needs to break through. Like, they were the best team in the NFL in 2019. They were the best team in the NFL in 2023. They were the best team in the NFL, arguably, you know, if you look at some of the advanced statistics, heading into the playoffs last year, and in only one of those seasons did they make it to the AFC Championship game. So it's a time for some narratives to be dusted. It's a time for some narratives to be corrected. Just selfishly, I want something new to talk about besides whether player X or coach X has done enough to to get them to the Super Bowl. Obviously, the goats change every single year when they do fall on their face. But I think I have no problem saying that this is the most talented team in the AFC. So I have no problem saying that this team should make it to the Super Bowl.
Jonas Schaefer joins us, Baltimore Banner, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Listen, we know what to expect from Derrick Henry. We do. We know what Justice Hill's role has been, but Keaton Mitchell was injured for the most part last year. What kind of work load do you think Keaton Mitchell gets for this upcoming season?
Yeah, it's a great question. First of all, he needs to be healthy, which I think he should be progressing to be, you know, close to 100% by week one. That's a good sign. It wouldn't surprise me if he got the kind of workload that he did, you know, as a rookie. It's kind of wild to look back at those stats because he played, I don't know, something like 200 something snaps total. And on half of those, he was either getting a touch or getting a pass attempt thrown his way, which is just an extremely high usage for any running back. So there was obviously, like, you know, clear intentionality there with Todd Monken to get this guy the ball. And even though Todd has been, I think, pretty interesting in how he's talked about this, like he hasn't really let there be any debate that Justice Hill is still RB2 on this team. I still think, if anyone in the NFL appreciates explosiveness, it's Todd Monken. It's what he talks about at every single press conference. And who else is more explosive on this running back roster than Keaton Mitchell? So I think they're going to find some interesting ways to use him. I don't know if that means that they're going to get any more than 5 or 6 carries a game, but it's helpful to know that you kind of have an ace up your sleeve like Keaton.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, we heard Chuck Pagano talk about the quality of the secondary, best one he's ever seen, and et cetera. I may believe that, but how much of an impact is he? And that's his whole career. Secondary coach, defense coordinator. Secondary coach, defensive coordinator. He was a 4-year starter at Wyoming at strong safety. I mean, this is his life. And of course, he was a head coach. How much of an impact has he made with this team?
It seems like it's been pretty pronounced. I mean, I hate to bring up a guy like Jalen Armour Davis because he's not on the team anymore. But you know, he was talking to us a couple weeks ago about how he would get texts from Chuck, talking technique or talking whatever it is that they go on about. And the text came at like 2:30 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. And Jalen, I think, was joking that he didn't know whether that was Chuck Pagano just going to bed or just waking up. I mean, this guy leaves football. So I think, you know, he seems like he's had a wonderful return to Baltimore. Every time we talk to him, he's smiling. Every time we talk to him, he's in a good mood. And, I don't like to make a huge deal about PFF grades. And obviously this speaks to the run defense as well. But you look at the PFF grades for the Ravens defense in the preseason, and they were far and away the number one rated defense in the NFL, and that's without a lot of their starters playing. So I think you credit Zach Moore for, you know, how he's kind of streamlined things, and you credit the defensive line coaches and the outside linebacker coaches But you also have to give credit to Chuck, who's just done a great job with so many new faces coming in and helping to smooth out a system that, you know, until this year, he didn't really know.
You got to save some of that credit for Dean Pease because he turned that whole thing around last year. I'm kidding. Listen, I want to get your thoughts on D-Hop because I think he's going to be primarily kind of a red zone threat, third down. What are your expectations? Like, what's a good season for D-Hop in your opinion?
It's a great question. It's one I'm fascinated by. I think a good season for him, and this may be like heretical to Ravens fans, but I think if he gets the kind of production that Odell did in his year here, that would be good. I'm still curious to see, like, does he have the deep speed that Todd Monken wants to be a kind of explosive X receiver? Because otherwise, you're just talking about him figuring into the mix as like a guy who's a power slot, you know, and the Ravens have so many guys who can do productive things over the middle, from, you know, Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, to the bigger guys like Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. So I'm just curious what, like, distinctive value he's going to provide this year. I know he's, you know, the reputation of D-Hop is that he's this great contested catch winner, and we've seen that in camp, but, you know, last year he was not this elite contested catch winner. I think he wasn't even, like, top 30 or top 40 if you look at some of the advanced stats. So I just want to see in what areas the Ravens use him, what routes they are asking him to run. Is he, you know, any faster in game speed than he is in practice speed? Because he didn't have a hugely explosive training camp, but he still was pretty productive when, you know, they fed him in one-on-one. So if you want to look at 2023, you should be very encouraged. If you want to look at 2024, it's a little more disheartening. But he's a guy who I think, you know, typically rises to the biggest moments, and I'm curious to see just exactly what they ask of him and how much trust Lamar puts him as well, because that's going to be a big factor as well.
There he is, Jonas Javis. Jonas, tell us how to follow you on social media.
Yeah, guys, it's obviously thebaltimorebanner.com, and then on Twitter, at Jonas_Schaefer, JonasShaffer. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much.
Man. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.